U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has begun talks in Ankara with a Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in attempts to get Turkey to stop its military offensive in northeast Syria. The talks come shortly after President Erdogan ruled out any negotiations with Kurdish militants in Syria. Turkey regards the Kurdish militants as terrorists and is determined to push them back from its southern border. President Donald Trump has threatened to use sanctions to destroy the Turkish economy if the invasion isn't to stop. He's been criticized for withdrawing U.S. troops from the region, effectively giving Turkey the green light to carry out its long south plan. Now, for more on this, we go to Simon Marks in Washington. Simon, do we know what was said between both leaders when they met? And how are the two sides taking to matter, keeping in mind that Mr. Erdogan has said that he will only meet President Trump?
Yes, well, I mean, the fact that the meeting took place at all is certainly a development, because 24 hours ago, the Turkish president was insisting that he wouldn't meet Vice President Mike Pence, saying that he only wanted to talk to his analogue, President Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would have to settle for lower-level Turkish officials. In the event, the meeting did take place. It happened. We've seen both video and still images of the two men, Mike Pence and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, looking extremely dour. The mood in the room appears to have been extremely frosty, but we do not know what agreement, if any, they struck. The meeting is over. We know that from pool reporting that is coming back from reporters accompanying the vice president in Ankara. But the vice president and Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and we know that Vice President Mike Pence and the Turkish leader met one-on-one for an hour and 20 minutes before Mike Pompeo was brought into the room. That U.S. delegation headed to Turkey just hours after President Donald Trump essentially cut their legs out from underneath them, because at no point yesterday during his appearances on camera at the White House, including two appearances with the Italian president, did President Trump give voice to a call for the ceasefire in northern Syria that Mike Pence is supposedly trying to broker. The White House also released that extraordinary letter from President Trump to President Erdogan, dated October the 9th, in which the U.S. president warns the Turkish president that he risks being seen internationally as the devil unless he abides by basic humanitarian precepts in northern Syria. The Turkish side made it apparent that President Erdogan threw that letter into the garbage as soon as he received it. They made that public shortly before Vice President Pence walked into the room.
Of course, besides threatening sanctions and a warning letter from President Trump, does the U.S. have any sort of carrot to dangle to Turkey to get it to stop its offensive?
Well, I suppose the carrot that President Trump has been dangling is that he won't, as he has put it, obliterate the Turkish economy. I mean, that's the threat that he's made to Turkey. But again, the administration, the U.S. administration, is at sixes and sevens on this particular issue. President Trump is vowing to sanction Turkey for actions that he told President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in that telephone conversation 10 days ago that he was okay with. The president of the United States now denies giving the Turks a green light to invade northern Syria, but it's absolutely apparent from the statement that the White House put out after their telephone call 10 days ago that that is precisely what President Trump did. And President Erdogan knows that there are deep divisions now between President Trump at the White House and his fellow Republicans, with the majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives 24 hours ago joining the Democrats to vote in favor of a resolution condemning the president's actions. So leverage at the disposal of Vice President Pence and Mike Pompeo is going to be in very short supply, because President Erdogan knows that these intense divisions on the issue exist here in Washington.
Of course, keeping that in mind, Simon, do you think Mr. Erdogan is supposed to meet President Trump next month? Do you think it's still on?
I mean, at the moment, it is officially still on. There are attempts by some senior Republicans in the U.S. Senate who have banded together and called on the White House to rescind the invitation to the Turkish president. I mean, I think we're going to have to see how developments on the ground advance over the next few days. President Trump, as you know, likes face-to-face meetings with all sorts of international leaders, even when other people warn him that those meetings should not be taking place. But the ball, I think, frankly, is also going to be in President Erdogan's court. I mean, does he really want to come here and deal with President Trump at this moment, or does he choose to remain in Ankara and keep his powder dry for a later date? We will have to wait and see.
Thank you so much, Simon, for those information. Simon Marks talking to us from Washington, D.C.